Why do you guys, what's your favorite part of like a winter retreat or a summer camp? What's your favorite part?
Sleeping.
Isaac, you may not have recognized that, but that was a side shot to you. Any other things? Favorite parts?
Fellowship.
Okay. Anything else?
Music.
Okay. Fourth. What's else? What else?
Concentrated.
Fifth. Concentrated time of God's word. What was another thing? Yeah.
Booklets.
Number six. Booklets. Okay. So it's in the top 10. That's good. That's good. I love booklets. I don't know what it is about me. I grew up in a church, or I grew up in a youth ministry where we did booklets for everything. I just get all nostalgic about booklets. But we're going to be in 1 Samuel this spring and summer. We'll see. In theory, we should be done with 1 Samuel by August, in theory. So right in time for CJ to go to college. So, but I'm going to try something new this time. I'm going to give you guys booklets if you want to use them for the study guide. So, I'm kind of nervous about this. I've been working on this for a while. But here, can somebody help me hand these out? There you go. One a piece. Now, I mean, the typical rule is, right, you put your name in the upper right-hand corner unless you don't want to sing I'm a Little Teapot every other Sunday. So that's your choice. But if you want to keep track of these, if you want to not lose them, put your name on the outer front cover. Now, for judges, I just handed out every week. I handed out like a half sheet with questions on it. But for 1 Samuel, I'm going to give you all the questions in advance, so you can keep. Well, I'll tell you about that in a minute. Yeah, you need some more? Here you go. Also, so you can keep all of my humor nearby you. I have worked very hard on these booklets. I've put all of myself into it. You need another one?
Yeah, just for myself.
Just for yourself. I have extra, so if you lose yours, it's not the end of the world. I might charge you for it, but I would ask, what do you need?
Oh, thank you, Pastor.
Oh, all right, you're welcome. Thank you. That's so sweet. Wow. All right. Yeah. If you lose it, I will give you another one. But the whole idea is, hey, I think if you want to do it, I think it'd be a great opportunity for you to keep all of your notes for 1 Samuel in the same place. And look at this. It's got a handy dandy map on the back, which, as I was working through the study guide, I realized for the most crucial, most significant moment in David's life, where you really could use a map. It's useless, but at least you've got it for most of David's life. So I don't have to draw out a map on the board every single week. So it's got it all right here, all in one place. But I just kind of want to talk to you really quick, and by really quick I mean 45 minutes, about why I'm giving you a study guide in a booklet format. So if you want to scribble these ideas down, there's room on the front cover there. You can see. There's like an introduction. This kind of gives you a brief introduction for how you can get the most out of this booklet. And I'll kind of reference this in a few spots. But first, why am I giving you study guides in a booklet? Why am I hoping beyond hope that you won't lose these? Why am I thinking that this is a good idea for high schoolers to have like a booklet for homework? It feels so much like homework. Is this a bad idea? Is this foolish? Well, for me, I want to get you into the Word of God, and I want to help you get into the Word of God and get excited about it. So anything I can do to help you do that, I'm going to work really hard to do that. But my first reason, and I just jotted these reasons down for why I'm giving you these study guides in booklet format, is for nostalgic purposes, right? I love booklets, right? I have kept all of my retreat booklets, even though I don't write in them maybe as much as you do because I'm really busy. But I, for junior, senior, some of my favorite booklets, junior, senior booklets, I've kept all of them because I've got all sorts of notes about students and about quiet times that we've done together. So it's really meaningful to me to have worked really hard scribbling out like quiet times or even sermon notes. And I like to keep those booklets. And even like the cover of booklets, I have a wall in my office and you can go in there and look. All of you, feel free, go in my office and go look. There's a wall of booklets. I lost half of my booklets during the move, so you can see there's a lot of missing ones, which is really sad to me. But I really enjoy the memories that even the covers bring back to me. But I want to make quiet time for you nostalgic. I want to pull you into being in your Bible daily in a way that maybe captures some of that glory of nostalgia, you could say. But the key to this, the important thing to all of this, is that you don't lose your booklet. So it's travel size for your convenience. It can fit in the front cover of your Bible, most Bibles, unless, of course, you've got those like handy, dandy LSB kinds of Bibles. But most Bibles, they can fit into the Bible, although that will tear and destroy your binding. But if you're a holdout hun with the old ESV, they will rebind your Bible, or they'll give you a new Bible if you break yours. So the more booklets you pack into your Bibles, the more ESV Bibles you can get. But I think, hey, what a cool opportunity. Instead of having like lesson notes scattered all over the place, you can have them in one spot. And then you can even have them in one spot that kind of gives you a guide to the entire booklet in the beginning. You can see at page 4, we're going to kind of do this today. We're going to do kind of a beginner's guide to 1 Samuel. So you can kind of do a nice little introduction to 1 Samuel. But we won't do that quite yet. We'll do that eventually. I suppose if you don't want to use these booklets, you can still use them in a way. If you want to use like notebooks, if these booklets, you know, don't give you enough space to fill out your answers, you can get your own notebook, but then just use this as a reference. But either way, I'm trying to help you get into the Word of God through nostalgia. Another reason why I'm giving you the study guide in a booklet format is for the sake of 5 of you. I don't know who that 5 is, which 5 of you that is, but I know there's 5 of you out there who are going to benefit greatly from this booklet. And as I'm spending a lot of time writing out these questions, I'm thinking to myself, if 5 students get into the Word of God more because of these booklets, it's totally worth it to me. So be one of those 5 students. You got it? Be one of those 5 students. Got it? Be that. You see what I'm doing here? This is psychological. Yes.
If one student dives deep into the Word of God, would you be satisfied?
Oh, well,
for the sake of one.
My note says 5, so no, I want 5. So be one of those. I don't want to just say 1, because then if you meet somebody and you're doing it, okay, David's good. No, I want you to struggle and say, oh man, I need to be that 5th person. So be that 5th person, okay? There's 4 more, and they're all waiting for you. So be that person who benefits greatly from this study guide. This is not to show off. It's not to show all of your great 1 Samuel facts, which are wrong. It is meant to grow you through humbling you under God's word, right? I'm trying to get you into God's word through a format that helps you to do that. And this should result in humbling yourself and growing through humility. Maybe you already have a Bible reading plan or a quiet time reading plan. My experience in youth ministry is that students don't seem to have plans. They need help. They need encouragement. So that'd be my third reason. My third reason is the assumption that you guys need some encouragement and you need a no excuse accountability plan. Right? It's pretty easy to tell if you've been in the Bible based on whether you've done your homework that week or whether you're carrying that yellow booklet around. It's kind of easy. I would say challenge yourself. Come up to me later and say, hey, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be one of those 5 people. Come up to me and tell me that. And then challenge some of your friends to do it as well. 5 of your friends, so there's 6. Another reason why I gave you this booklet, study guide in booklet format, is, once again, I believe rereading passages again and again opens your eyes to the passage like never before. You can turn back over to page 3 in the introduction. But you see, first, don't lose this booklet. Think about all the glory that will be filled with these pages with all the different colored pens you have and things like that. But then second, here's just the basic plan that I have in mind for you as you use this study guide. Each day, read the designated passage in 1 Samuel. So if you jump over to page 6, it's 1 Samuel 1:1 through 2:11. So that's almost 2 chapters. Each day, you read that passage again and again. And then you answer one question a day. Now, it could get a little confusing. I would say just try to, in your mind, just plan it out like I'll do a fourth of the questions a day. So like if you jump over to page 10. No, let's go to page 6. It's easier. Page 6, you see I've got lots of questions, and some of them there's a lot more than seven questions, so you couldn't do one a day. But try in your own mind to say, hey, can I break up, you know, can I do half of the first page on Monday, half of the first page, the second half of the first page on Tuesday, the first half of the second page, page seven, on Wednesday. You know, just do whatever you have to do, just do a little chunk at a time. But going back to the introduction here, read each day the designated passage in 1 Samuel listed under the study guide's title and answer a question for that day. You can choose to do one question a day, which is encouraged, or you can choose to do all the questions on Saturday night. Let's be honest about what that one day will be. But either way, it's encouraged to do the questions beforehand because then you can interact more with your fellow students and with me in class, and you can actually ask questions and you can learn more and more and more. But once again, I would say why I give you these questions for these passages before we go through them is because I want you to think about the Word of God, and I want the Word of God to get into you and you to be challenged by it, and then we can talk about it together and be even more challenged. Another reason, another purpose is reading with tailored questions, tailor-made questions, focuses your eyes. I don't know about you, but maybe you kind of zone out when you reread again and again, or when you just read the Bible in general. Maybe you're not really focusing. You know what helps me to focus? Asking questions and thinking about questions while I'm reading. What's going on here? What is happening here? Why is this happening again over here? That helps me focus in my Bible reading. As a matter of fact, this entire booklet is just the result of me reading my Bible every single day over and over and over again, and things standing out that seem strange. And I ask questions because of those, and that's what results in these quiet time questions that I have for you. So that's how I keep my focus. Now, full disclosure, I did also read a commentary while I read through the book of 1 Samuel, and all of the good parts probably came from that commentary, and all of the idiot parts came from me. But full disclosure, Dale Rolfe Davis is my favorite commentary on the book of 1 Samuel, and I read him. Another reason, I mean, tailor-made questions help you focus, but reading with others, I'd say, also sharpens your vision, sharpens your ability to read. Maybe you've experienced this even in our study in Judges, but you kind of saw, like, hey, I thought I understood what was going on, but then I read and I shared what I thought with other people, and I realized, hey, I think I see it better now. I think I understand Judges more clearly because I was reading with others, whether that's with me as your pastor or even with your fellow students. You know what? This study guide might give you a great option for how to encourage others and encourage yourself in quiet time, right? Because you have a very, very easy, practical way to share your quiet times with others. Hey, what did you learn in 1 Samuel 2 this week? I'm in 1 Samuel 2, and I know you are because the study guide says we are in 1 Samuel chapter 2 this week. This might actually encourage you to be encouraging one another. So that's kind of like my purposes for it, right? I want to encourage you to get into God's Word and do something that we can all be together in, and hopefully do it in a semi-fun format.